We're up to Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. We did the first few lines. We did the sugya of Omelecha Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Labai Minicha, and then we're up to Chal Lios. So let's start from that sugya, and the Gemara is going to deal with the following case: Chal Lios. We're talking about Parsha Shkolim. Be Parshas Kisisa Atzma. So obviously, we have an interesting. We're encountering an interesting case where the parsha, the extra parsha, is Shkolim, but we're up to Kitisa, which is the parsha that opens up with Parsha Shkolim. So how should we read it? Because again, our principle was that Shkolim is a notification, a reminder to the people, to the populace, that they have to prepare and bring the Shkolim. And that should take place within a reasonable amount of time of the Shulchanos that we spoke about. Maybe we'll review that in a few minutes. But the point here of this case is that paradoxically, if we're going to read Parshas Shkolim, how would anybody know that we are announcing and reminding the bringing of the Shkolim when the Parshas Shkolim is exactly the Parsha that we're up to, and that's Kitisa, that's what we should be reading? And it would seem that we'd have to read Parshas Shkolim twice, and maybe that alone would be a reminder. So here the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and Abaye, and we've had a machlokas between them in the past, but not on this particular issue. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Karu Shisa will skip Parshas Shkolim at the beginning of Kitisa, will fast forward. Parshas Shkolim ends with V'asisa, as we discussed, and we're up to the end of Parshas Kitisa, which is called Vayakel. I mean, Ad V'lod V'chlal. In other words, we're going to skip the first part of the Parsha, and we're going to read it, paradoxically, as Shvi, as the seventh Aliyah, after reading the Parsha. V'chad Kari Mikitisa Ad V'asisa. And then the entire Parsha Shkolim will be read at the end of the parsha. So it's sort of like cutting off the head and putting it on the at the end, at the tail. Maskif la Abaye. Abaye says this is a real problem. And Hashta, now it's really not clear that he's reading Parsha Shkolim for the sake of Parsha Shkolim, but rather the Amri, the spectator, mistakenly comes to the conclusion that he's just reading Parshas Hashavua, Parshas Kitisa, for that week's Parsha. Ulamafreahu Dukari. Now there are two ways of reading this three word phrase. Ulamafreahu Dukari. Let's read it the way the Ritva would read it. The Ritva would read it as follows: that the Roim, the spectators, are going to come to a mistaken conclusion, which is going to undermine the Heker, that Parsha Shkolim is being read L'shem Shkolim. They're just simply under the misimpression that he accidentally omitted the first part of Parsha Kitisa, meaning Parsha Shkolim, and it was inserted at the end, simply out of order. The other Rishonim disagree with the Ritva, because based on the sugya of Kriya Samagila Mafreya, which is possible, meaning the sugya back on Daf Yud Zayin, which addressed the question of Kriya Samagila out of order. If you read the Megillah out of order, let's say you would read starting from the second chapter of Megillah and then somewhere add the first chapter, is the Mafreya Lo Yotza. The Mishnah itself codifies the halacha that Lamafreya is Lo Yotza. You have to read a Kesidron. So if that be the case, Abai's objection here is much more fundamental. Not only is he telling you that, as the Ritva would have it, that there's a toast, there's a mistake as far as the Roam is concerned. They think that this last Aliyah in reading Pashkom is part of the Kriya itself, but it's much more of a fundamental principle, and that is that you're not going to be able to see the Kriya itself. Because just like the equation here is just like in Kriya Samagila Mafreya Lo Yotza, so too in Kriya Satorah, Karla Mafreya Lo Yotza. So then you read it this way, the Mafreya Huda Kari, question mark, exclamation mark, he's reading it Mafreya, he's not going to be able to see the Parasha. You know, it's very nice, maybe the onlooker will get the message, will be able to transmit the message to him that the reason why we're reading things out of order is because we want to emphasize the Kriya of Shkolim as a separate entity and transmit the message, hey buddy, it's time to get your Shkolim ready. But nevertheless, you've undermined the mitzvah of Kriya Sator for the Parsha. So you've gained one thing at the sacrifice of the other. That's not a good idea. Rather, Abaye is going to say that we have to read Parsha Shkolim twice. Karushisa, we're going to squeeze, we're going to collapse the seven kruim of Parshas Kitisa into six. So we have now an extra kriya, and there's room for a seventh aliyah. Anvayakil, we're going to complete the Parsha Kisidron. And after we finish the parsha, then Chad Toni Vikari for Shvi, we're going to go back to the beginning of Kitisa, Mikitisa Ad Vyasisa. We'll read the entire parsha of Shkolim. And that's not a problem. And now the Gemara brings a raya for Abaye. Tanya Kavose Dabaye. Chalios. Bikitisa Atzma. If Parsha Shkolov coincides with Kitisa itself, Korin Osa, we're going to read Parsha's Kitisa from the beginning to the end, Vikoflin Osa, and we'll repeat the Parsha of Shkolov, meaning from Kitisa up until Vasisa, exactly reflecting the Shita of Abaye. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Chal Lios B'toch HaShabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls not on Shabbos itself, but rather on one of the days of the week, then Makdimim L'Shabbos Sha'avra, then we go back and we read Parsha Shkolim in Shvat on Shabbos, the last Shabbos in Parsha Shvat in Chodesh Shvat, which is the last parsha before, I'm sorry, the last Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that's what we had in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to record a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar shechalios be erev Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday? So Pashtus, you would say that that's no difference between, there's no difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And that's exactly what Rav says. Rav Omer Makdimim, we're going to read Pasha Shkolim on the last Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, meaning the last Shabbos in Chodesh Shvat. And what difference does it make whether or not Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Sunday or on a Friday? However, Shmuel Amar, there's some agenda here which we want to get to in a minute, Ma'achrin, that Shmuel has vested interests in reading Parsha Shkolim later than earlier, and in this case, we're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the second day of Adar, which is the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh was on Erev Shabbos, and the second day of Adar is on Shabbos, and Shmuel says we're going to read Parsha Shkolim, in this case on the first Shabbos of Adar, which is actually the second day of the month. Now, it's a little bit odd because we've always insisted that the notification to the people about the Shkolim should come on Rosh Chodesh Adar or sometime before Rosh Chodesh Adar, attached to Rosh Chodesh Adar, but not later. No, it's not in the Chodesh Adar itself. That's a bit late to notify the people about the Shkolim. So Shmuel's Shita really needs explanation. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara now analyzes the Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel. Rav HaMakdimin Dim Kain Batsu Luhu Yomei Shulchanos. We spoke back on Daf Chof Tes about the concept of Shulchanos. These were the money changers who would guarantee that the people would bring whatever smaller coins they had, etc., etc., to change them for Shkolim. And we explained over there, back on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, that the reason why we read Parsha Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, at least according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, based on the Halach of Sholem Vidorsh Shtei Shabbos Kodem Aregel, so we want to be makdim to read the Parsha of Shkolim two Shabbos before the 15th of Adar. Because on the 15th of Adar, the Shulchanos were set up in the Medina in order to change, you know, Kesef, in order to exchange Prutos for Shkolim, for Shikle Kesef. So Rav holds that if you're going to read on the second day of Chodesh Adar, the Parsha of Shkolim, then we're going to be lacking in the two Shabbosos, that 14-day period that we need from the reading of the Shkolim until the day in which the Shulchanos Yoshmim, the money changers, set themselves up. Therefore, Makdimim, we should be Makdim, and we should read on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkolim, to give us at least a minimum of two Shabbosos plus, in order to gather together our monies to be brought to the Shulchanos. Now, it would seem that from the Gemara that both Rav and Shmuel agree that the Halach of Sholem Vidarshim is Shtei Shabbosos before the regal, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. How do we derive that conclusion? If we're going to say that they would accept the Shitas Chachamim against Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Sholem Vidarshim is Shloshim Yom, then for sure, nobody would argue that we have to be makdim and read the Parsha of Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh in order to guarantee that to be a 30-day period from the Kriyas Shkolim until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You know, you need a minimum of 30 days. So you're going to have to certainly read Parsha Shkolim a month, and in this case a little bit more than a month, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's true. Now, the Turi-Evan of the Shagasariya, he has a problem because Rav in Psochim, Adav Vavam Beis, on Vavam and Aleph, excuse me, he commits himself to the Shita of the Chachamim that indeed Sholem Vidarshim requires 30 days. So why does Rav have to go into all this discussion of Abatzri Luhu Yomei Shulchanos, which means that we're going to be short as far as the money changes are concerned, the 14 days, the Shtei Shabbosos? Why not just simply say, well, we need Sholem Vidarshim, we got to get in the Kriya of the Parsha Shkol before Rosh Chodesh Adar in order to guarantee a minimum of 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And the Turi Evan says that this logic presented here by Rav is only within the context of Shmuel. I mean, Rav himself, Lishitosa, he doesn't need this explanation. Even if there would be a situation of less than the two Shabbosos that we need for before the Shulchanos, he would still hold. I'm sorry. Even in a case where we would have Shtei Shabbosos before the Shulchanos, nevertheless, he would still insist that we have to be marked Shoftim, and we have to read the Parsha of Shkola before Rosh Chodesh Adar in order to guarantee the 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But what he says here, Mishum Debatri Yomei Shulchanos, that's according to Shmuel. That according to you, Shmuel, that you hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, you should definitely agree with me and consent to my view that in this case we're going to have to be Makdim Parsha Shkolim to the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar in order to guarantee that there'll be at least Shtei Shabbosos before the Shulchanos. Rav himself doesn't need that logic, as we said, because Rav himself in Daf Vav, in Pesachim, is committed to maintain the position of the Chacham that you need 30 days. So in any event, it has to, the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim has to come before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay, so we're okay with Rav. Now we get to the sheet of Shmuel. Now, there's another point that we should make here in before we go on to Shmuel, and that is that we're not going to count the Yom Kriya itself in this minyan of Shtei Shabbosos. Now, as we're going to need Shtei Shabbosos besides the day on which we read the Parsha of Shkolim. Because if we would include the day of the Kriya in the Parsha, the day of the Kriya of Shkolim in the calculation of the two Shabbosos, then even if we read on the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, meaning on the morn after Rosh Chodesh, meaning on the second day of the Chodesh, so you can still count Shtei Shabbosos from the second day of the Chodesh. It must mean that the Kriya has to take place before the Shtei Shabbosos. And the Yom HaKriya itself is not incorporated, not included in the counting of the Shtei Shabbos. So you can easily work out the mathematics. In any event, we're up to Shmuel. Shmuel Omar Mi'achrim. What bothers Shmuel here? Well, why does he insist that in this case we should be reading Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos, the second day of Adar? Omar Lecha. Sof, Chamesar Bimale Shabbat Mikla. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, then the 15th of Adar, right, a full 2 weeks later, is going to come out on Milei Shabbos on Friday, so that Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Friday, and now the 15th of Adar, 2 weeks later, is on a Friday. So we go from Friday, 2 weeks down to Friday, and v'shulchanos lo nafki ad chad b'shabsa. In a case where the 2 week period of time following Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, we don't set up the shulchanos on a Friday. And the reason for that is because of Kvod Shabbos. That's what Rashi says over here. The Sifsei Chachomim, it's a comment, even though it's after they began to sit, if they began to sit, the Shulchanos, then we would allow them to sit even on Erev Shabbos, but we're not going to allow them to begin the period of sitting on the Shulchanos on Erev Shabbos, because of Kvod Shabbos. And that's what Rashi means when he says here, Lo Yaschilu, look at the Lashon of Rashi, Lo Yaschilu, Lotzeis, Voleshev b'medina mipnei kvod Shabbos. They should initiate and set up the benches, the tables on Erev Shabbos because of Kovod Shabbos. So it's mashmah from Rashi, lo yaschilu leishev b'Erev Shabbos. But if, let's say, the Shulchanos period of time or the enterprise of Shulchanos began before Erev Shabbos, then they could spill over onto Erev Shabbos itself. Hence Rashi says, lo yaschilu lotzeis v'leishev b'medina mipnei kvod Shabbos. That's what he's worried about. And perhaps there's an extra chashash, says the Sifsei Chachamim, that maybe there'll be an ani who doesn't have enough money for Tzorchei Shabbos, and he doesn't have enough money for Matzah Shekel, and because of the Zrizus for Mitzvah Shkolim, that they set up the Shulchanos on that very day, which is Erev Shabbos, he's going to spend all his money, his few prutos that he has, his last penny, on a machzah shekel. He's not going to be left with anything to buy for Tzorchei Shabbos. In any event, Friday, says Shmuel, is not the day to set up shulchanos. Hilkaf Me'achrim. What he means by Hilkaf Me'achrim is that even if you read Parsha Shkolim on the first Shabbos of Hadar, which is the second day of Hadar, you'll still guarantee yourself the full Shtei Shabbos, the full two-week period that you need before the Shulchanos. Because in this case, by virtue of the fact that Rosh Chodesh fell on Erev Shabbos, and the Shulchanos would therefore fall 2 weeks later on Erev Shabbos, and that we can't allow, we're going to have to push all the Shulchanos till Sunday. So you get the full Shtei Shabbosos if you read Parsha Shkolim on that very Shabbos, the second of Adar. You'll still be guaranteeing yourself the Shtei Shabbos that you need. Hilkach Ma'achrin. Now, Rashi embellishes this concept of Hilkach Me'achrin, and he basically, I'm going to say it over in my language, the way I understood it, is that if all things are equal, Ma'achrin is better than Makdimim, according to Shmuel. And in this case, all things are equal, because what's Rav objecting to? He's worried about the Shulchanos. So Shmuel's already proven that in this particular case, based on the dates and the halacha kvod Shabbos, there will be enough time for Shulchanos. Meaning, you'll have the notification of the Shkolin with a full 2 weeks before the Shulchanos. So says Shmuel, now if all things are equal, meaning there's no other factor here that should inhibit me, then I would rather be ma'acher and delay the reading of Parsha Shkolin. And the reason for that is so that the following Shabbos, which is going to turn out to be the last Shabbos before Purim, is going to be the Shabbos for Parsha Zohar, and there will be no necessity, no need to make a hafsakah between Parsha Shkolin and Parsha Zohar. So that both Parsha Zohar and Parsha both Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar are connected to Chodesh Adar, and therefore, if possible, we'd love to have these two krios, these two parshios, read bazeh harzeh, continuous in the sense of one consecutive Shabbos after the other. And the Prima Gadim in his commentary here on Megillah called the Rosh Yosef, he explains or adds a little point for Shmuel in explaining Shmuel that it's preferable that after the Kriya, which in this case according to Shmuel would be L'machras Rosh Chodesh, the day after Rosh Chodesh, so we would like to delay the Kriya, because if you'll make the Kriya, if you'll recite the Kriya of Shkolim earlier, then we'll have two Shabbosos of Hafsaka. Why? Because you'll have the second day of the month. So this is Shmuel arguing against Rav, right? So Rav has it on. Rav has Shkolim read now on the last Shabbos of Shvat. Now we're up to the first Shabbos of Adar, which is on the second day of Adar. Now fast forward another 14 days, to the following Shabbos. This is already the second Shabbos in Chodesh Adar. That turns out to be on the 16th of Adar. And now what they're going to have to do is, because because the 16th of Adar is too late for the reading of Shkolim for sure, but in this that's not our problem. The problem is it's too early for the reading just 1 second. What I meant to say is that if you fast forward from Rosh Chodesh, from the second day of Adar, which is the first Shabbos in Adar in this case, fast forward 7 days up to the 9th of Adar, so that's going to be too early for the reading of Parsha Zohar. So both the first Shabbos of Adar and the second Shabbos of Adar will both be Hafsakos. Both will be too early for the Parsha of Zohar. Because if you fast forward from the 9th of Adar, which would be the second Shabbos, another 7 days, so you're up to the 16th of Adar. And we're going to see later on that the 16th of Adar is going to be the time, at least according to Shmuel, for the reading of Parshas of Parshas Zohar. I mean, even though, again, we're going to get into the whole sugya being Makdim, happy to be Makdim, Asil is Chira, but the answer is going to be that since in the Krochim, they will, if the 15th of Adar turns out to be on Shabbos, they will postpone. I don't know exactly what to postpone, we'll have to see, to the 17th of Adar. So that's going to be a good time for the 16th of Adar will be a good time for reading Parsha Zohar. So it comes out according to Shmuel, as the Prima Gonim points out, there'll be a two Shabbos hefsek if we follow the sheet of Rav. So that's not acceptable according to Shmuel. Rav doesn't seem to be bothered at all by the hefsek. Again, it's only a hefsek of one Shabbos, according to Rav. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, raise an objection on Shmuel from our Mishnah Tanan. Our Mishnah says Chal Lios. We're talking about a Rosh Chodesh Hador B'toch HaShavos. So Rosh Chodesh Hador is now on a weekday. Makdimim, as far as Parshas Shkolim is concerned, Lishaavah, we're going to read Parshas Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. And that per se is okay. And then it says, so that's called Makdimim L'Sha'avar, Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Then it says, Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. We're going to have to omit any kriya of any special parsha on the first Shabbos of Chodesh Adar. And then we're going to read Parsha Zohar, the following Shabbos. So the Gemara understands at this point in the Kasha, my love, afilu be Erev Shabbos. As the Mishnah doesn't qualify, it gives you this general statement of Chal Lios B'Tocha Shabbos, meaning any weekday, apparently even Friday. My love, afilu be Erev Shabbos, and yet we're mocked and we read the Parsha Kol on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. That's a clear-cut indication to the sheet, to support the sheet of Rav. So again, from the absence of any qualification, we could learn this Mishnah and translate it as a proof for Rav. I've been assuming during the entire course of the Shia the following premise, and maybe I should just spell it out, that we read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim. I mean, we've discussed that in the past. Now the Rashba, in Chidush HaRashba, has a problem here. If this Mishnah, the way the Gemara understands it now in the Kasha, is addressing even a case where Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, then even Rav is going to be difficult here. Because it seems clear from the Mishnah that there's only one Shabbos of Hafsaka. And if we're talking about Rosh Chodesh on Erev Shabbos, then we're going to need two Shabboses of Hafsaka, as the Gemara is going to point out on Amid Beis. And that doesn't seem to be what the Mishnah is indicating. The Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres sounds like it's only a single Shabbos that we're skipping over. And therefore, we should conclude that we have no choice in the matter, that the Mishnah is dafka talking about a case where Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, but not on Erev Shabbos. And if that be the case, then the Mishnah is difficult according to both Rav and Shmuel, because the Mishnah says, Makedimim L'Sha'avar, Mashba then on a Friday night. Okay, let's go on now and see the Gemara's upshlag here to defend Shmuel. Look, the Mishnah is not talking about even a case where Rosh Chodesh was Chal on Erev Shabbos, but rather dafka in a case where Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, or I shouldn't say on Shabbos, I should say B'toch HaShabbos, but B'toch HaShabbos means sometime between Sunday and Thursday. And again, Shmuel is moda that in a case where Rosh Chodesh Hador falls on any day between Sunday and Thursday, we're makdim and we read the parasha of Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, meaning again the last Shabbos of Chodesh Shvat, because if they're not going to be Makdim, then you won't have the two Shabbosos that are necessary before the Shulchanos. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, then even the Tanna and Mishnah would agree that Ma'achrim, that we're going to read the Parsha of Shkolim after Shabbos, meaning on the, I'm sorry, after Rosh Chodesh, meaning on Shabbos, which is the morning after Rosh Chodesh, which is the second day of Adar, because as we said before, if you fast forward 2 weeks down the line, you still don't have the Shulchanos. The Shulchanos will be postponed from Friday till Sunday because of Kvod Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks on Shmuel from a Brice, Toshma, Ezeh Shabbos Rishona, which is the Shabbos of Parashat Shkolim, the first, it's called the first of the four Parashios, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Ador Lios Bisocha, Vafilu B'Erev Shabbos. This seems to be explicit against Shmuel, because here the Brice says Afilu, meaning even if Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, we're going to read the Parsha of Shkolim on the first Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, or I should say not the first Shabbos, on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. My love, afilu the Erev Shabbos. Then now the Gemara wants to analyze these words of afilu the Erev Shabbos. My love, shouldn't it mean afilu the Erev Shabbos dumya de socha, that Erev Shabbos should be the same as besocha, which means ma, in the case of socha makdimim, af Erev Shabbos makdimim. That seems to be the natural way of reading it, that when the Mishnah says that, the Brice, excuse me, says afilu the Erev Shabbos, means if Rosh Chodesh is chal Erev Shabbos, has the same dinim, we apply the same principle as far as when to read Shkolim as we would if Rosh Chodesh fell on any other day of the week. It's interesting because even according to Rav, in his understanding, the Brice is adding afilu b'Erev Shabbos, meaning there was some sort of havamina like Shmuel. But Lamaskada, the Brice is saying Lafuki Shmuel afilu b'Erev Shabbos, and the same rule is going to apply, namely that Shkolim should be read on the last Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday. Omar Shmuel rejects counter argument, this Brisa that seems to contradict him, and he says, no, it's no contradiction. When the Brisa means Bisocha, it doesn't mean that Rosh Chodesh fell on one of the days of the week. Elaba, that's what it means, on Shabbos itself. So here's the way we're going to read this Brisa. It says, Ezo hi Shabbos Rishona. In other words, Rishona meaning that we read the first of the four parashas, namely Parsha Shkolim, and you read it this way: if Rosh Chodesh Adar is chal on Shabbos, that's what it means, b'socha. And then afilu the Erev Shabbos, which means that even if Rosh Chodesh is chal on Erev Shabbos, once again we're going to delay what normally would have been the reading of Parsha Shkolim earlier, and we're going to delay it until that Shabbos itself, even though it's the second day of the month. So normally we want to read Parsha Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh Adar, but here in this case we're going to read the Parsha of Shkolim on the second day of Adar. So that's what it means over here in this Brisa. When the Brisa says Ezo Shabbos Rishona, meaning when is the Shabbos that we read Shkolim, is Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Hador Lios Bisocha, that Rosh Chodesh Hador is on Shabbos, or Afilu, even if Rosh Chodesh Hador falls on Erev Shabbos, we're still going to read it on that very same Shabbos, even though it's the second day of the month, and that hence supports the Shita of Shmuel.
V'chein tonid the Beis Shmuel, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel also had a brisa, and it said the same thing. It says, again, I'm going to read the entire brisa. It's going to say, Ezi Shabbos Rishona Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Hador Lios Ba, meaning on Shabbos itself. Otherwise, we read Shkolim on the previous, the earlier Shabbos, and that includes even the case where Rosh Chodesh falls on a Friday. Ketanoi. The Gemara now suggests that the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is in fact a machlokas tanoim in a brisa. So we have to translate one particular word here in the Aramaic, here in the brisa, and that's called misargin. Misargin means medalgin, which means that we skip. Medalgin l'shabbosos. In other words, we're going to have to skip certain shabbosos in the sequence of the reading of the four parashios. And that's going to be a dilug, a skipping over between the first parasha and the second parasha. I should say, basically between Shkolim and Zohar. Divrei Rav Yehuda Nasi. What it means is that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal on one of the days of the week, then we have to read the Parsha of Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and now we're going to be Mafsik on the next Shabbos because it's too early for Parsha Zoch, it's too far before Purim, and we're going to rather read Parsha Zoch on the third Shabbos, which means that the second Shabbos is going to have no parsha. So the basic principle, as we said earlier, is that we want to be masmich parshas amolek to Purim, because Haman was mizar amolek, and therefore we're going to have a hefsek of one parsha in a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a weekday. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, he disagrees, ein misargin. We don't skip a Shabbos, but rather we're going to read Shkolim on the Shabbos before Parsha Zohar, and that's going to be our rule, and there won't be any hefsek at all between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar. And the Gemara now analyzes the Shita of, or explains, I should say, the Shita of Shimon ben Elazar. Omer of Shimon Elazar, Ema Sayani Omer Ein Misargin. In what scenario, based on the calendar, do I say that the two parashiyos of Shkolim and Zohar are contiguous without any hefsek? Bizman shechal, meaning Chal Rosh Chodesh Lios, be erev Shabbos. Ah. In other words, in such a case, we're going to postpone the reading of Parsha Shkolim until after Rosh Chodesh, so that there shouldn't be a hefsek, what he calls a misargin, with an empty Shabbos, so to speak, of a hefsek between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar. Avol bizman she, once again, Rosh Chodesh, Shechal, Rosh Chodesh Lios bisoch HaShabbos, any day between Sunday and Thursday, Makdim v'kori Parsha Shkolim, Mishabbos Sha'ovra, from the previous Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Afol Pishu Shvat, and then in the following Shabbos, we're going to have to be Misargin, we're going to have to be Medalgin, and only on the third Shabbos will we read Parsha Zohar. So we see a Machlokes Tanoim on this very point. Those Rav is following in the footsteps of Rav Yehuda Nasi, and therefore we're going to have a case of Misargin L'Shabbosos if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, whereas according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Shmuel is going to now embrace the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, is Ein Misargin. In other words, if Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Erev Shabbos, then we're going to be Ma'acher, and we're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, which was Friday, on the 2nd of Adar, such that the following Shabbos, which would be the 9th of Adar, is going to be the day, that Shabbos in which we read Parashas Zohar. So we have two contiguous parashios, the reading of Parshas Shkolim and immediately following after the reading of Parshas Zohar. And that's the Shita of Shmuel. So Shmuel equals Rav Shimon Reb Elazar. Rav equals the Shita of Rav Yudan Nasi. Shmuel is the Shita of Rav Shimon Reb Elazar. And therefore, we're going to completely omit the Masargin in a case where we read Parsha Shkolim on the 2nd of Adar, meaning because Friday was Rosh Chodesh Adar, whereas Rav Shimon ben the Chachamim, Rav Yudan Nasi holds that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on any days of the week, then we're going to read Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to have a Hefsek, in which case the Shabbos afterwards, which is the first Shabbos Adar, will have no kriya of any of the four parashiyos. We're going to have to postpone Parshas Zohar for another week. And at this point, we conclude this sugya. Well, I shouldn't say conclude the entire sugya. I mean this part of the sugya, I should say. And we have to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Bishniya. No, so the four parashiyos, number two is going to be Parshas Zohar. Okay, Itmar. Purim Shechalios be Erev Shabbos. What happens to the 14th of Adar coincides with Erev Shabbos? When do we read Parshas Zohar in such a year? Rav Omer Makdimim. In other words, we're going to read Parshas Zohar on the previous Shabbos. And Shmuel Amar Miachrim. And once again, Shmuel is very difficult because you're going to read Parshas Zohar on the 15th of the month of Adar, which is after Purim. We're going in Purim to Prozim. So Purim fell out Purim to Prozim, the 14th of Adar, fell out on Erev Shabbos. And on the 15th of Adar, the morning afterwards, we're going to read Parshas Zohar, the Shabbos after Purim. What kind of halach is that we read Parshas Zohar, the Shabbos after Purim? So Gemara analyzes the machlok shrim Rav and Shmuel. Rav on makdimim ki hechi delo tikdu ma'asiyol ischira. In other words, we have a pasuk in Megillas Esther, in the 9th perek, that reads, Lasos osam yemei mishteh v'simcha mishloach manos Yisrael matonos levyonim. And that's Asiya. So we have Mishteh, we have Simcha, Mishloach Monos, Matos Savyonim. And then it says, Vehayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim. In other words, now the Megillah, the Pasuk is adding nizkarim. Till now we talk about nasim, we spoke about Mishteh and Simcha, Mishloach Monos, Matos Savyonim. That's called nasim, that's called Asiya. And now we get to Zechira. And Zechira, Lechora, means the reading of the Megillah. So you have to be makdim the Zechira to the Asiya, because it says, Hayom Melu Niskarim Vinasim. Okay, fine. So now we have a Hakdama, a requirement in the Pasuk of the Megillah to be makdim Zechira Le Asiya. And that's the Gemara's language here. Omar Rav Makdimim Ki Hechi Delo Tikdum Asiya, which means Simcha Mishnah Shalchmanos and Isha Matosim Yonim, to Zechira, which means in this context Mechias Amolek. Okay, now the question is, can you be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mechias Amolek by reading the Megillah itself? But let's assume there are two different kriyos, and we'll first start with the kriya of Parshas Zohar. And then we go on to reading the Megillah. And I believe that reflects our minhag. So Rav makes sense over here. Rav says that makdimim means we're going to have to read Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim, because Zohar has to come before the Asiya. Now, what about Shmuel? Shmuel, Amar Miachrim, Amar L'chakema De'ikam U'kafim, Purim is not just on Yudalid. So if you're talking about a case of of Yudalid on Erev Shabbos, then obviously the 15th of Adar is on Shabbos, which is Purim for the Mukafit. So the Avdi B'chameisa, sir, commemorate Purim on the 15th, and therefore, as far as they're concerned, it's Aschira Asiya Uschira Bari Adodika Asiya, that the Asiya and the Schira coincide. Meaning that according to Shmuel, when it says Hayom Elu Nizkarim V'Nasim, the Ikar HaKpeda is that the Asiya should not take place before the Schira. But if they simultaneously implement both the Asiya and the Schira, that's fine. And that's exactly what's going to happen here when we read Parsha Zohar on the 15th. So since the Mukafim are commemorating Purim on the 15th, then they'll also be reading Parsha Zohar. And let's assume that the Bnei Hayoros, the Prozim, they can fulfill their mitzvah of Zechira, meaning of reading the Parashah of Amalek, on a day that's Purim. Again, even though the Asiya of the Prozim was implemented on the 14th, and now they're reading the Zechira of Parashah Amalek on the 15th, but nevertheless, since that day for the Krochim is a day of Asiya, you have now a touch base kind of thing where the Zechira of Amalek coincides with the Asiya of the Bnei HaKrochim, and that's enough in order to fulfill the requirement of Hayovim Eilu Nizkarim V'Nasim. The Tori Evin asks a question here based on the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Peches, which in turn is standing on the shoulders of the Yerushalmi, that if the 15th of Adar falls on a Shabbos, then the Sudas per the Shloch Monos is postponed to Yom Aleph, meaning to Sunday, and not to Shabbos. How does Gemara say that the Asiya and the Zechira is Bahari Hadadi? That's for sure not the case, because as far as Sudas is concerned, as far as Mishloch Monos is concerned, right, that's going to take place on Yom Aleph and not on Shabbos, whereas the Zechira of Parashas Amalek is going to be read on Shabbos, not on the same day as the Asiya. And what we're trying to accomplish here is to coincide, to, let's call it, synchronize the Asiya and the Zechira, meaning that the reading of Parashas Amalek should be on the day of Asiya. Well, that's not going to be the case here, because if the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos, they're going to postpone the Asiya until Sunday. And that's what we call in Yerushalayim, we call it the Purim Mishulash. And although the reading of the Megillah might take place on Friday before Shabbos, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael on the 14th of Adar, but nevertheless, the Asiya per se, whether it's the Suda, the Mishloach Manos, etc., that's going to be postponed until Sunday. So there's no way that the Zechira of Amalek will coincide with the Asiya. And you have to plug in a different kind of Asiya over here. And that's going to be the Asiya of Kriyas HaMegillah, which again, it's hard to call that Asiya, but maybe together with Matanos LeYorim that is connected to the reading of the Megillah. Or alternatively, in this situation, it's considered as an Asiya. And therefore, we have the simultaneity. Okay, let's see where we're up to now in the Gemara itself. Tanan. Now we're going to ask a kash on Shmuel from our Mishnah. Bashnia Zohar. So the second of the four parashios is going to be Zohar. And the Gemara understood that what the Mishnah means to say is that we're talking about the same scenario, the same mitzius as the Reisha, that Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal on Shabbos, and now the Mishnah says Korim B'Shniyah Parshas Zohar. And Mimele have a kasha on Shitas Shmuel Vaki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shavis. If Rosh Chodesh Adar coincides with Shabbos, then Mikla Purim be Erev Shabbos, then Purim is going to be 14 days later on Erev Shabbos, and nevertheless, Ketani, it says Bishnia Zohar. Whereas, according to Shmuel, in this particular scenario, we have a problem here because it's going to be a Hefsek. Right, Shmuel's agenda was we don't want a Hefsek between Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Zohar. Well, what we're saying here is that Zohar is going to be read Bishnia. And if Zohar is going to be read Bishnia, then if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, then the 14th of Adar is going to be on Erev Shabbos. And according to Shmuel, in this particular scenario, what we should be doing is we should be reading the parasha of Shkolim a week later, so that we could read Parsha Zohar the following Shabbos. Let's just go over the calculation again. According to Shmuel, right? Bishnia, if we go with this Mishnah that says Bishnia, then we're going to have Afsaka, and we're going to only be able to read Parsha Zohar on the third Shabbos. And that would contradict this Mishnah, which says that we read Parsha Zohar on Shnia. If the Mishnah, if we assume the Mishnah is talking about a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then when is Parsha Zohar going to be read? From the Mishnah we see Vishniya, it means that Parsha Zohar is going to be read on the second Shabbos of Chodesh Adar. But according to Shmuel, that's a problem, because here we're talking about a case, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, that Purim is going to be on the 14th, which is on an Erev Shabbos. And Shmuel, as we established earlier, would say that in this case we read Parsha Zohar on the 15th, which is Shabbos. I mean, it's the Shabbos, we'll call it, of the Krochim, and that's enough of a Shabbos to set up Zechira Nasiyah, so that we read Parsha Zohar on that Shabbos. And that's not the Shabbos Shnia, right? Because, you know, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and then the following Shabbos is not going to be the Shabbos, we'll call it Zion or Ches Adar. That's not going to be the Shabbos in which we read Parsha Zohar. We're going to postpone it to the following Shabbos, which is the 15th of the month. So that would be called Shlishis, not Shnia. How do we understand the word Shnia as far as the reading of Parsha Zohar in our Mishnah? It doesn't stem with Shmuel. Again, this kash is all based on the predicate that the Mishnah is addressing the case where Rosh Chodesh was chal on Shabbos itself. So my answer is on Rav Papa, my Shnia, Shnia lehafsaka. No, so the Mishnah said Shnia, it's not referring to the case of the Reisha where Rosh Chodesh was chal on Shabbos, but rather to the case of the Seifa where Rosh Chodesh was chal in the middle of the week. And if Rosh Chodesh is chal in the middle of the week, then we're going to be Maktim, and we're going to read Parsha Shkolim and the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. And then we're going to take a break on the following Shabbos. There won't be any special Kriya. And on that, the Mishnah says, B'Shnia, it means Shnia Lafsaka, then we read Parsha Zohar. And in this case, even Shmuel would agree that we're going to read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim, in order to be Maktim Zechir Lassia. But Erochinami, if Rosh Chodesh would be Chal on Shabbos and Purim would be on, you know, 2 weeks later on a Friday, then we read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos of the 15th, the morning after Purim, because for the B'nai Mekofim, it's not called the Hakdama of Asiyah L'Zechira. The Gemara now goes back to ask a Kash on Shmuel from a Braisa Toshma. Ezo Shabbos Shnia, which is the second reading, meaning the reading of Zohar, kol shechal purim lios besocha vafilu b'erev Shabbos. The Gemara understands my love that when the Braisa says afilu b'erev Shabbos, what it means is dumya de socha. It has the same din as a case where socha means in the middle of the week, where Purim is chal in the middle of the week. Ma socha, just like if Purim is chal in the middle of the week, ma kedimim. So we read on the Shabbos before Purim, and we're talking about Parshas Zohar, obviously, is af so too, if Purim is chal on Erev Shabbos, then makdimim. And we're going to read Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim, and that exactly reflects the sheet of Rav against Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel rejects this proof, and he says when the Braisa says b'socha, it doesn't mean that Purim was chal in the middle of the week, but rather it means that Purim was chal ba b'Shabbos itself, on Shabbos Atzma. And here's the way we're going to read this Braisa: Ezi Shabbos Shnia Shekorim ba Parshas Zocha Kol Shechal Purim Lios ba b'Shabbos. And even if Purim is chal on Erev Shabbos, also we're going to be ma'acher, we're going to read Parshas Zohar on that Shabbos, even though it's the 15th of the month. And on the contrary, this Braisa is a proof text to support Shuta Shmuel that if Purim is chal on Erev Shabbos, ma'acher v'korin. The Gemara brings support for that from V'chein Tonet to Beis Shmuel. We saw the Talmidim in the base Medrash of Shmuel quoted a Braisa that said explicitly, "Ezi Shabbos Shnia is called Shechal Purim Lios Ba on Shabbos itself." And what the Braisa is therefore telling us, is that Shabbos Shnia, which is the Shabbos on which we read Parsha Zohar, is that if Purim is chal on Shabbos, or even if it's chal on Erev Shabbos, we're going to delay the reading of the Parsha Zohar on that Shabbos. Delay the reading of Parsha Zohar and read it on that Shabbos, even though it's the 15th of the month. Okay. Now, until this point, it was clear that the Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel, in the case of Purim on Erev Shabbos, is the case of Purim on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Gemara wants to extend that and address a case of Chal Lios B'Shabbos Atzma, if your Dalid is on Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna L'Divrei HaKol Ein Makedimim. So what's happening here, according to Rav Huna, is that even Rav will agree that we read Parsha Zohar on Purim itself, and we're not going to be makdim to read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim. And that's a chiddush. We didn't know about this until now, that Rav would also agree that we could have the reading of Parsha Zohar on Yudalit. For Rav Nachman Omer Adayin Hi Machlokas, whereas Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna, and he insists that even in this case where Yudalit is chal on Shabbos, Rav still agrees that, still insists that you're makdim and you read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim, because the principle of being makdim zechira le'asiya. In other words, Rav, where Shmuel says simultaneity is fine, meaning the main thrust is, according to Shmuel, is that you cannot have the asiya before the zechira, but they can take place both at the same time. Rav insists that you have to have the zechira before the asiya, so there's no way that you can read Parshas Amalek as a kiyum of zechira before the asiya. Let me say that a little better. Then there's no way you could read Parshas Amalek as a kiyum of zechira on the same day, simultaneous with the kiyum of asiya. You need the kiyum of zechira before the kiyum of asiya. So that's going to have to mean that you read it. You read Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim, where Shmuel says you can read it on Purim itself because you have the simultaneity. You can synchronize both Zechira, Parshas Zohar, and Asiya of Purim. Now, there's a whole discussion here in the Yalkut Biurim in the back of the Masifta, which I don't have access to, about whether the Mukafim who will observe Purim on Sunday, will they read Parsha Zohar on the following Shabbos, which would be on the 8th, on the previous Shabbos, which would be on the 8th of the month, or shall we say that according to this particular Shita of Rav Nachman, Rav did not say anything about the Mukafim, he was only addressing the Prozim. As far as the Mukafim, for sure, they're going to read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos, which is before their Purim, which is on Yudalit. So then according to that, there'll be two different Shabbosos for the reading of Parsha Zohar, one for the Prozim and one for the Mukafim. Wait, let me just calculate that one more time. That if we assume that the Mukafim, where their Asi is going to be on Yom Rishon, correct? On Yom Rishon, on that Sunday, they're going to read Parshas Zohar a week before, which will turn out to be on the 8th of Adar. That's one possibility. Okay, fine. Or shall we say that according to this sheet of Rav Nachman, Rav only spoke about the Prozim, but the Mukafim are going to read Parsha Zohar on the 14th of Adar. In which case, as I said before, there'll be two different Krios of two different Shabbos respectively for the Prozim and the Mukafim, reading of Parsha Zohar. Now, according to Rav Nachman, Rav disagrees with Shmuel on two different counts. Number one, that you have to be makdim zechira l'asiyah, they cannot be simultaneous. And number two, it's not enough that the mukafim can be makdim their zechira to asiyah, but rather we need that the prozim also have to be makdim zechira l'asiyah. And therefore, b'meila, Rav would hold that even in a case where Purim is chal on Shabbos, Rav would disagree. Despite the fact that as far as the Mukafim is concerned, you have a Kedima of Zechira Nasiyah, but nevertheless, for the Prozim, there's no Kedima of Zechira Nasiyah. We must have a Kedima of Zechira Nasiyah for the Prozim as well, and therefore we're going to have to read Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim. That's according to Rav Nachman, whereas according to Rav Huna, Rav disagrees with Shmuel only on one count, and that means that you have to be Makdim Zechira Nasiyah. It's not enough to have simultaneity and to synchronize the two. However, it's enough if the Mukafim will be Makdim Zechira L'Asiyah. We don't have to have a separate halach, a separate requirement of Kedima Zechira L'Asiyah for the Prozim. And therefore, if Purim is Chal on Shabbos and the Mukafim on Makdim Zechira L'Asiyah, then Rav would agree that in this case we could read Parsha Zohar on that Shabbos of Yudalit. We don't have to be makdim to the Shabbos before Yudalit. That's according to Rav Huna. Now the Gemara wants to bring a proof from a Braisa to the Shita Rav Nachman that Rav disagrees even in the case of Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Itmar Nami Omer Rav Chiyo Bar Abba Omer Rav Abba Omer Rav Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos Makdim V'Korei B'Shabbos Sha'ovra Zohar, that there's a requirement to be makdim to the Shabbos before Purim, and that's when we read Parshas Zohar. The Rashba has a kash over here. In our Mishnah, it seems clear that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is chal during the course of the week, makdimim l'shavar. We read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before. I'm sorry. We're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before, and then Mafsikim l'Shabbos Hacheres. So again, if Rosh Chodesh is chal in the middle of the week, then we're going to do the second Shabbos and we're going to read it b'afsoka. Whereas according to the Braisa, it comes out that if Yudalit is chal b'Shabbos, then we don't have afsoka of Shabbos Shnia, but rather we read Parsha Zohar, even though Rosh Chodesh in this particular year is on a Sunday. In any event, this is where we got up to. We're up to Bashlishis Para Aduma, which means that we're going back to the Mishnah that tells us that in the third of the sequence of the four Parshios is going to be the reading of Parshas Para Aduma, and we're going to try to figure out when do we read Parshas Para. So that'll be Amir Tz Hashem, our next discussion.